Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Having an issue. Trying to send Nick Costos his money here, my Venmo.
Some Wi-Fi problems or something? Or what we got going on?
Wi-Fi problems. I think, my balance is gone that I had, but it's supposed to... I think it's because I have a new credit card. Hold on. I'm going to try and do something quickly here. Hold on.
Get that cash out.
See if this works. Let's see. Okay, so that worked. Okay, we're good.
There you go. Like Venmo didn't flag you for something. You know, people are looking out for the irregularities now.
John Mateer.
Hey. Sports betting, LOL.
What do you think of people that do public Venmo transactions?
I just think it's weird. Like why wouldn't you make it private? I used to have Venmo, I would see it and I'm just like, I don't need to know that you're paying somebody like rent money or paying someone for Avengers Endgame, like movie tickets. It's like what? Like
that sounds like very specific. Like that's like something that's happened. Like something you've absolutely seen that before.
I mean, I was like, what movie could I just come up with like out of thin air? But like I've seen like for movies or for like Night Out on the Town or like Bar Tab or like for the flat. It's like just put your thing private. Like mine was always private. Like yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm going through my Venmo to see if anyone's got any good stuff here. We could just move on. There's a large Venmo payment from Tyler to me after we won a certain bet on the national championship game. That was very nice.
Oh,
all right.
What was that label?
I think the hero. Like, you know, Jack Sawyer.
Excellent, yeah.
Other college football bets for me. Listen. No one likes when your parents fight. I didn't love when Joey Knish picks Minnesota and that's his best bet of the week, and then Colin Wilson gives out Iowa. I already made the bet while Knish was on the air, so I'm in on Minnesota. So I'm in on the Gophers. I'm laying Indiana. I think UCLA had their moment in the sun, and now Indiana is going to, like the Giants did to the Patriots in Super Bowl 42, stomp them out.
Yeah,
I'm going to bet LSU. I love it. Minnesota, Indiana, LSU, Bama, Iowa State, Texas, Moneyline Parlay. Let's get it on this college football Saturday. All right. It's now time to hit week 8 in the NFL. Jake's got the music ready. Mike Brown's got the slates. And Tyler Morales has our injury information. Jake, get us started, please. We begin our weekend. NFL Sunday betting sojourn in the city of brotherly love, the home of the reigning defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, who will be without the services of star wide receiver A.J. Brown, using you and not using me, or whatever the hell he tweeted the other day.
Who knows what he's trying to say?
It sounds like, what song is that? Using you, but you're using me?
That doesn't sound like a popular...
me. Right?
Is that the... kissing you... Isn't that like kissing me?
I don't think that's where I was going.
I believe
going
in a thing called
it.
Love. That's what popped in my mind.
Can you hit the high notes or no?
Hell no. Like that. I believe in a thing called love.
See, you did. You did. The rhythm of your heart.
Good song, man.
It was excellent. Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel.
Yeah.
My heart's in overdrive and you're behind the steering wheel. Now, Femi, do it. Touch, do it.
Touching you. Touching me. Touching you.
Dude, your falsetto is awesome.
many nights at karaoke in Spokane, Washington during the Fred Schmaltz days.
It was excellent. A.J. Brown out for the Eagles. Adoree Jackson out. Yep. Ooh, Jacor. Tyler was in line. We have off IR, but questionable designations here.
Locked in. He is locked in.
Corian Bennett is off IR, but is questionable. I think he's their number two corner if he plays immediately. Center Cam Jurgens is out. Brandon Graham just signed. He's out. Landon Dickerson will play. Paulson Adebo out for the Giants. Javon Holland is doubtful. Tyler messed this one up. Brian Burns said he's going to play. He's listed as questionable on Tyler's injury report. That is false information. Graham Gano is going to kick for the Giants. He has to be listed questionable because they just activated him off injured reserve. He's Hey Jude. He's going back to Scotland or wherever, whatever godforsaken country he's from. I like Scotland. I just don't like him. Eagles in between a 7 and 7.5 point favorite. Total is 44.
Yeah, for me at 7, this is a lay it with the Philadelphia Eagles. At 7.5, I would tease the Philadelphia Eagles. A.J. Brown is obviously a big loss. That's not ideal, but I just think that Philadelphia. Them to me, like, they can find their run game when they go to it. And also Devontae Smith is like, I mean, that guy we all saw last week, right? Like, he's like a wide receiver 1B. And the only reason why he's not a wide receiver 1 is because A.J. Brown's like a freaking monster out there. He's like one of the elite players in the league. I think the Eagles passing game has found itself, at least against inferior opponents. That's what the Giants are. The injuries in the secondary for the Giants also allow the Eagles passing game to succeed as well. So I like Philadelphia. I laid 7, but at 7.5, I would tease it with some other games on the board.
Tell you what, I'm not ready to make a bet on this game yet. I might bet the Giants with Jurgens out. I'll consider it. Yeah. We'll get to Sunday and I'll make a decision here on the Giants and the Eagles. I don't think the Giants are going to win the game. Let's go to the Falcons and the Dolphins, Femi, in Atlanta. Falcons, a 7.5 point home favorite, total 44.5. No Darren Waller for Miami, and the backup tight end Julian Hill is out. Tanner Connor, anytime touchdown, anyone? Michael Penix Jr. is questionable, but is expected to start for Atlanta. Tyler Allgeier, questionable. We'll talk about that on Sunday morning.
Yeah, no strong opinion for the. I think we're just right. It should be Falcons by a little bit more than a touchdown, and that's where we're at. I would caution people on Miami just because, like, this to me feels like this could be a quitting team. And they might quit until they make a big change, and they have not made that big change yet in Mike McDaniel, the head coach, or maybe even Tua at quarterback. As long as those guys are going to be there, I want nothing to do with the Dolphins. So I would try to find ways to bet Atlanta, but for me, it's either a teaser or maybe Falcons alts. But I think the Falcons win the game, and they probably win it going away.
Yeah, I do think the Falcons are so wildly inconsistent that, look, I'm going to say something here, and there's one side I'd much rather bet than the other. I think the Dolphins either win or Atlanta wins by like 30. Like, Atlanta has, I think, has shown themselves to be that team where they can show up and beat the best teams in the league or lose to the worst teams in the league. I would much rather lay like 16.5 with Atlanta than bet Dolphins money line. I think if you want to bet Miami, I would literally just bet the Dolphins to win the game and forget about the points. Yep. It feels like that type of game to me. You bet on this Friday. Let's go to the Bengals and the Jets in Cincinnati, where Cincy down to a 6-point home favorite, total 44.5. Trey Hendrickson is questionable. We don't know who's starting at quarterback for the Jets. Tyrod Taylor listed as questionable. I think it's going to be Justin Fields. I base that on no inside information. I can be wrong. Aaron Glenn refuses to name a starter. a lot of people are like, oh, he thinks he's like Bill Parcells. I don't think that's what he's trying to do. I just think he's kind of in over his head. Garrett Wilson's out. Sauce Gardner's out. We're expecting Breece Hall to play. Bengals 6 against the Jets, Femi.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If I had to do anything in this game, it'd just be to bet the Jets to win the game outright. And that might sound nuts to people, and it's probably a little bit crazy since they're literally 0-7 and have been the worst team in the league so far this year, but I can never lay this kind of a price with Joe Flacco. I don't care what the numbers say in terms of like, oh, like maybe the Jets are just so bad, there's no bottom. No, I think the Jets are actually going to be a part of an underdog moneyline parlay that I put together this Sunday. So Jets, small bet on the moneyline for the New York Jets, but nothing else for me with this game. I think Cincinnati's day was last week when we bet them against Pittsburgh. This is way too much, and this is way different than what that was. So Jets are pass for me, and I'm going to bet Jets money line.
Yeah, I might bet the Jets. Cincy's defense is so bad, I don't know how you click the button on Cincinnati, even with things being as bad as they are right now for the Jets. It's Jets are pass. Now that we're at 6, honestly, it might just be a pass of the game for me. So nothing for me right now on the Bengals or the Jets. Patriots and the Browns on Sunday in Foxborough. New England, a touchdown favorite at home. The total's 40.5. Not much going on here injury-wise, or Tyler's lying to us. David Njoku, questionable. He missed last week's game for Cleveland. We got Kyle Duggar here. We love that.
Ooh.
Kyle Duggar, questionable for the New England Patriots. Femi, does that impact your handicap of this game?
No, it's always been Cleveland or pass for me. I'm going to wait because I do see at a domestic sports book, I see 7.5. Now, that's only at one place because everywhere else is 7. So, like, let's see where this goes. I'm anticipating a lot of people are going to want to bet New England this week since they're really good and the Browns are really bad. But at 7 or 7.5, I think it's a bet on Cleveland. This will be the best defense the Patriots have faced by far this year. 3 straight games on the road, going back home, maybe feeling a little bit fat and happy, might not be as locked in as they were coming off an emotional win for Mike Vrabel in Tennessee. I think this is Browns or pass. I could see Cleveland being competitive, so I'm going to wait, but I will bet Cleveland by Sunday.
If it goes to 7.5, what do you think's more likely? Most likely, 6.5, 7, or 7.5?
I think 6.5 is more likely, but I might also just be biased because I like that side.
Yeah, if it goes to 7.5, I will definitely tease New England. I like the Patriots. I have to figure out like what I want to do here. I have not bet the game yet. I do have bets that I'll give out as we move forward here with this. I want to bet New England. I don't know what I want to do yet. I want to see if the market moves. 6.5, I'll lay New England. 7.5, I'll tease New England. I might just lay New England 7, but I want to think about it for a couple days. But it's never the Browns here for me. The Patriots just won 3 straight road games, and Femi's right. Like, this is the best defense the Patriots have played. I think we got to start thinking about Drake May like he's not Josh Allen, obviously, but like they have that type of quarterback. I think the price is merited. So New England or nothing for me against the Cleveland Browns in the Belichick Bowl. This is one of the games that I bet, Femi. I think I talked about this earlier in the week. Buffalo, a touchdown favorite on the road in Carolina, total 46.5. We're like in between 7 and 7.5 here. Bryce Young is doubtful. Andy Dalton's going to start. Like, I think we have that expectation that Andy Dalton's going to start.
Yes. Yeah, Dalton's going to be the quarterback. I think this Josh is another Palmer's conversation. Out. Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. What's the conversation? What do you got?
Oh, I was going to say, just like whether it goes to 7.5 or 6.5, because I think this could fluctuate over the weekend.
I think it's more likely to go down to 6.5.
I think so, too.
Or 7. It won't be 7.5. It's either 7 or 6.5. I could see it closing 7-110. I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah. If it ever got to 6.5, I'm betting Buffalo. 7 minus 110, I think that's just right. And I think 7.5, the people who bet those, I think they made good bets with Carolina. The defense obviously is pretty weak for Buffalo, and I don't really think the quarterback going from Young to Dalton really makes a whole lot of like difference, because they're just going to hand the ball off to Chuba Hubbard or to Rico Dowdle, and they're going to run the ball down Buffalo's throat. So at 6.5, though, I think that would just be a little bit too cheap for Buffalo, though I would butt the Bills. But until we get that, I'll just be on the sidelines.
What do the Panthers want to do to Buffalo that is also the same thing FBI Director Cash Patel wants to do to Adam Silver and the NBA?
Keep pounding? Is that what he said? Did you want to do that? Or?
No, they want to. I mean, come on. They gotta hit him with the Rico. Come on.
Sorry.
Are you embarrassed?
My bad.
You should be.
No. Not embarrassed, but yes, that one went way over my head. Yes, that did go over my head.
You're going to hit him with the Rico.
I'll tap the chest. Hit him with the Rico.
I bet 7.5 with Carolina. Honestly, I would still bet +7. Maybe Buffalo blows them out. I don't trust this Bills defense, and I like this Carolina run game and the Carolina offensive line getting healthier. I don't know if we have time, but we can start this game here. Ravens and Bears. Baltimore out to a 7-point favorite. The total's 49.5. Lamar Jackson full practice today. Looks like he's going to start. He's questionable. If he doesn't, Snoop Huntley will go. My guess is Lamar is going to play for the Bears. Slot corner Kyler Gordon out. Offensive tackle Braxton Jones out. Cole Kmet out. Tyreek Stevenson out. Roschon Johnson out. We think DeAndre Swift will play, though, for the Bears.
Yeah, this has been a journey for me. I laid 6.5 on Monday with the Ravens, quickly then bet +7 when we realized that Lamar Jackson was not on the practice field on Monday. But with Lamar now back to full and the Bears secondary absolutely decimated, I am back on the Ravens. I laid 6.5 earlier this afternoon. 7, I think, is probably just the right number here. But if we ever got back to 6.5, I do believe it's a bet on the Baltimore Ravens. I just don't know how Chicago is going to get stops with that secondary. Like, they're on cornerbacks 5, 6, and 7. That's brutal. Even though Lamar could be compromised, I don't think it's going to work out for the Bears defense.
So let me toss something at you, because I've been saying this week that I'm going to like Chicago in the game because I don't trust the Ravens defense. You're right. Like, this Bears secondary is an absolute shambles. Can I interest you in the over?
Feels like it's going to go over. I just, I'm not in a good place with totals. But if I had to bet it, yeah, I would bet over.
What does this game and what Cash Patel wants to do to the NBA have in common?
I don't have it. This is not a Rico situation.
The answer is nothing. On the other side, the other side, the rest of our bets coming up for Week 8 NFL Sunday as we close up shop on a phenomenal Football Friday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.